Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation and Tourism, Volume 22, Number 1, Winter 2022. Holiday Closings, December 24th through 27th, Christmas Holiday, December 31st, New Year's Holiday, January 17th, Martin Luther King Day, March 1st, Mardi Gras. Braille Calendars. Don't forget to get your new calendar. The library no longer sends out the Braille calendar. However, you can still get one, free of charge, from the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. Contact them by email at actionfund@actionfund.org or by phone at 410-659-9315. TBBL patron Julia Hawkins sets world record. One of our very own TBBL patrons made the news this past November, and not just in America. Her story was carried in England, France, New Zealand, Peru, and all over the world. Southern Living reports, they don't call Julia Hawkins the hurricane for nothing. The 105-year-old from Baton Rouge is the oldest competitive female sprinter in the world. At the Louisiana Senior Games at Southeastern Louisiana University earlier this month, Hawkins ran the 100-meter dash in 1 minute, 2.95 seconds, setting a brand new world record in the process. And she did it with a flower in her hair. Mrs. Hawkins is a retired educator and a native Louisianian. She grew up in Ponchatoula and now lives in Baton Rouge. Congratulations, Julia. You are an inspiration to us all. Want more books for the holidays? If you would like more audiobooks for the holidays, please feel free to contact your reader advisor. Christmas and New Year's bring post office closures and delayed mailing, so give us a call and we will make sure you have enough books to last. IRS Accessible Tax Documents. The Internal Revenue Service offers content in a variety of file formats to accommodate people who use assistive technology such as screen reading software, refreshable Braille displays, and voice recognition software. We have prepared hundreds of tax forms and publications that can be downloaded or viewed online in text-only, Braille-ready files, browser-friendly HTML, accessible PDF, and large print. Our PDF tax forms comply with Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 and the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.1. However, the IRS does not advise filling out forms on mobile devices. For more details, visit the information about the Alternative Media Center page, https://www.irs.gov/forms-pubs/information-about-the-alternative-media-center. For tax forms, instructions, or publications in Braille or large print, call the tax form telephone number at 800-829-3676. For a copy of your tax notice in Braille or large print, call the tax assistance telephone number at 800-829-1040. Form 843, Claim for Refund and Request for Abatement, is available to claim a refund or abatement of certain overpaid or overassessed taxes, interest, and or penalties. https://www.irs.gov/pub/irs-access/f843_accessible.pdf. If you need assistance completing and filing Form 843, you may view the instructions for Form 843 online, https://www.irs.gov/instructions/I843_, or contact the IRS at 800-829-1040. If additional assistance is needed, qualifying taxpayers may contact the Taxpayer Advocate Service at 877-777-4778. How to access multiple books on a cartridge. When you receive a cartridge with multiple books on it, you can access the books in one of two ways, the easy way or the bookshelf mode. The easy way. Number one, when you reach the end of the book or initial instructions, press the green rectangular play button. Number two, the machine will then prompt you to press the play button again to go to the next book. Go ahead and press the play button again, and the machine will start playing the next book. Bookshelf mode. Number one, insert the cartridge in the player and turn the power on by pressing the red circular power button. Number two, press and hold the green rectangular play button for about 3 seconds until the player beeps and says bookshelf and announces the number of books on the cartridge. Number three, tap the rewind or fast forward button located on each side of the green rectangular button to select the next book. The book title will be announced. To advance to the next title, just press the fast forward button again or tap the rewind button again to go to the previous book. Number four, once you get to the title you want to read, press the green rectangular play button. The player will exit bookshelf mode and start playing the selected title. Lighthouse in Baton Rouge. Lighthouse has a new downtown location at 1 American Place, 330 North Street, Suite 150, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. This second Baton Rouge location features an assistive technology lab, independent living skills classroom, and classroom and training space. It is the only location of its kind in Baton Rouge, specifically serving the sensory disability community. Lighthouse Louisiana offers critical services to individuals who are blind, deaf, deafblind, hard of hearing, or dealing with low vision. To reach the new office, call 225-529-2749. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talks winter book selection will be DB78644, I've Got You Under My Skin by Mary Higgins Clark. 5 years ago, someone killed Dr. Greg Moran while he pushed his 3-year-old son on a park swing. Now his widow, Lori, begins production of a reality television show on the 20-year-old murder of a socialite, not realizing the two terrifying unsolved cases will soon merge. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Hope to hear from you soon. Winter Book Recommendations by Sneha Padamane. DB70410, The Sweetness at the Bottom of the Pie by C. Allen Bradley. England, 1950. 11-year-old aspiring chemist Flavia Deleuze overhears her father in a heated argument with a stranger who turns up dead in the garden of the Luce's decaying estate. When Flavia's father is charged with murder, she seeks clues in their village and his past to exonerate him. DB78978, The Storied Life of A.J. Fikri by Gabrielle Zevin. When his most prized possession, a rare volume of poetry by Edgar Allan Poe, is stolen, bookstore owner A.J. Fikri begins isolating himself from his friends, family, and associates. Then he receives a mysterious package that compels him to remake his life. DB88903, Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. While reading the manuscript for the latest entry in mystery writer Alan Conway's detective series, Susan Ryland, head of fiction at Cloverleaf Books, learns that Conway has died. Suspicious, she begins investigating his death and looks to his book for clues. DB82335, The Hypnotist Love Story by Leon Moriarty. Hypnotherapist Ellen O'Farrell runs a successful practice and recently met a great guy named Patrick. The only snag comes when Patrick tells Ellen that he is being stalked by his ex-girlfriend. Ellen is intrigued until she realizes his stalker is one of her patients. DB86665, The Bookshop on the Corner by Jenny Colgan. Downsizing has left English librarian Nina out of a job, but she is not willing to give up on her love of finding people their perfect book. While on vacation in a small village in Scotland, she impulsively buys a van and opens a mobile bookshop. DB78389, The Martian by Andy Weir. 6 days after becoming the first man to walk on Mars, astronaut Mark Watney is caught in a windstorm. Though his support crew thinks he died, Mark survived and now faces abandonment, failed machinery, and a hostile environment. DB79693, Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. On the eve of civilization's collapse due to pandemic, actor Arthur Leander dies on stage while performing King Lear. 8-year-old Kirsten Ramunda is also in the play, and as she grows older, she discovers secrets of their new dystopia link back to Arthur. DB90711, Circe by Madeline Miller. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she is banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. DB94667, Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Laurie Gottlieb. A psychotherapist and advice columnist gives a behind-the-scenes look at the therapeutic process, shares details of her work at her Los Angeles practice, and discusses the emotional crisis that led her to begin therapy herself. DB87310, The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden. In 14th century Russia, young Vasilisa Petrovna can see and talk to the ancient spirits of the house and the forest. When her stepmother and a new village priest speak out against the old ways, angering the spirits, only Vasilisa can save her people. New publication, Foreign Language Quarterly. Patrons seeking foreign language materials may now find them more easily. The recently launched Foreign Language Quarterly, available at www.loc.gov/nls/flq, lists popular foreign language books recently added to the NLS collection and available through our network of cooperating libraries. Many of these books come to us from other countries via the Marrakesh Treaty, but patrons will also find books produced by NLS and converted from cassette tapes. All books listed in FLQ are available for immediate download from Bard. The new publications also provides directions on how to use the new Bard features that allow users to search for materials in a specific language. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. 2022 Scholarship Opportunities. The National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico an opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based national-level scholarships worth between $3,000 and $12,000. All scholarships awarded are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2022 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention. The convention is scheduled for July 5th through 10th in New Orleans. Applications will be available starting December 1st, 2021. For information, email scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314 at extension 2415. Or write to NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Family Resource Fair at Harrison Curriculum Center. The date for the 2022 annual St. Tammany Family Information Fair for children with special needs is currently pending. For more information, contact Susie Hughes at the Harrison Curriculum Center at 985-898-3300. Statewide Braille Challenge. Dates for the Statewide Braille Challenge are currently pending. Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials partners with the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired to host the yearly event. Students from all over Louisiana compete and test on fundamental Braille skills, such as reading comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, proofreading, and charts and graphs. The five score categories include apprentice, freshman, sophomore, junior varsity, and varsity. For more information, contact LAAEM Director Robin King at robin@ssdla-aem.org or call 225-757-3477. LSDVI Kinder Camp. The Louisiana Schools for the Deaf and Visually Impaired are tentatively planning to host the 2022 Family Learning and Fun Weekend in person. Programs will be Saturday, April 2nd from 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. on the LSVI campus. This event is designed for families of 3 to 6-year-olds who are deaf, visually impaired, or blind, and will be transitioning into pre-K and school-age programs. Parents get firsthand information on what to expect about IEPs, accommodations, and their child's developmental needs as they prepare for school. It also allows parents to network with other families. For more information, contact Outreach Co-Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489 or email bfaulk@lsdvi.org. Black History Month reads, Grades Preschool and Kindergarten through 3rd. BR 23186, DB 102284, LP 26428. Solwe by Lupita Nyong'o. When 5-year-old Solwe worries about the darkness of her skin, a Shooting Star's folktale of the sisters Night and Day helps her understand there is beauty and worth in every shade. BR 22340, DB 91759. Counting on Catherine by Helena Becker introduces the boundary-breaking mathematician Katherine Johnson, whose passion for numbers at a young age led to a position at NASA. BR 22512, DB 93652. Let the Children March by Monica Clark Robinson. A story about the young people in the Children's Crusade, who marched against segregation in Birmingham, Alabama during 1963. Grades 2 through 5, BR 07824, DB 29894, LP 25534, Julian, Secret Agent by Ann Cameron. Julian, Huey, and Gloria decide to become crime busters, but they are in for a very big surprise. BR 20808, DB 81470, 28 Days in Black History by Charles R. Smith. In tribute to Black History Month, the author retells the events of 28 extraordinary days throughout history. BR 21842, DB 86629, Freedom Over Me by Ashley Bryan. 11 enslaved people narrate their experiences and talk about personal dreams and desires that could never be taken away from them. Grades 4 through 9. BR 11509, DB 50326, LP 25976, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry by Mildred D. Taylor. 9-year-old Cassie Logan recalls a turbulent time in Mississippi during the Great Depression, a year of night riders, burnings, and threats. Some strong language. BR 21728, DB 84720, LP 25964, As Brave as You by Jason Reynolds. 11-year-old Jeannie develops a special bond with his blind grandfather when he and his brother visit for a summer. BR 22254, DB 90412, LP 26242, Hurricane Child by Karen Callender. Born on Water Island in the Virgin Islands, 12-year-old Caroline falls in love with another girl, and together they set out in a terrible storm to find Caroline's missing mother. DB 80878, African American History Series by Darius Baylor. 6 titles focus on the African American experience throughout history. BR 22286, DB 91181, Facing Frederick by Tanya Bolden, chronicles the life of Frederick Douglass, 1818 through 1895, and discusses his shortcomings and low points in his life as well as his victories. Young Adult, DB 85862, Black Lives Matter by Sue Bradford Edwards, highlights the origins of the Black Lives Matter movement and a call for change, some violence. DB 99185, Slay by Brittany Morris. 17-year-old Kiara enjoys developing and playing Slay, a secret multiplayer online role-playing game celebrating Black culture, until a troll emerges threatening Kiara's creation. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. Support our TBBL Friends organization. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. The Jones Foundation is seeking board members. The board meets 3 times a year in Baton Rouge. Call Sheila Coleman if you would like to be considered for a board position. The TBBL Directory. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge 225-342-0035, statewide 800-543-4702, fax 225-342-6817. Special Services, Music Section 800-424-8567, Braille Service 800-453-4293, email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services, audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.